Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 15th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled, Master Gave Me Wisdom to Help Save People with Compassion, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China.
China Fahui, Master Gave Me Wisdom to Help Save People with Compassion, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I am a veteran Falun Dafa practitioner who has been practicing Dafa for 22 years. I have found that it is most effective if I am compassionate when I talk to people about the persecution and encourage them to withdraw from the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations. I use mobile phones to send audio recordings about Falun Dafa. If the recipients do not initially respond to the CCP membership withdrawal message, I call them to further clarify the truth. They often immediately agree to withdraw from the CCP. I have been making phone calls for 8 years. I have helped dozens of people submit their withdrawals each day. Many practitioners were persecuted by law enforcement officers. I decided to call them to let them know the facts about Falun Dafa and encourage them to stop persecuting practitioners. Looking within and saving people with a sincere heart. This is easy to say, but can be hard to do. Often people did not quit the CCP after I spoke to them once. Something was stopping me. Cultivation is like sailing a boat. If the wind isn't behind you, you will drift. As a Dafa practitioner, I should forge ahead in any situation. I asked Master Li Hongshur in my heart for help while I was making phone calls. Master, please give me vast compassion and endless wisdom. In this time, we have to share Dafa. Do not let sentient beings miss the opportunity to learn about the Fa or be destroyed due to their misunderstandings. Master saw my sincerity and enhanced my wisdom and compassion. Now, when the other person picks up the phone, I ask Master to help save them. Whether the person agrees to withdraw from the CCP or not, at least his dimensional field has been purified. I then send righteous thoughts after the phone call. When I am talking to people, I do my best to let them sense that I am kind and sincere. Some people have talked to me for over 40 minutes, and others have asked their colleagues to talk to me after they learned the truth and quit the party. Some exclaimed over the phone, Falun Dafa is great. Others asked me when Shenyun Performing Arts would come to China and when Master Li would return. A few people did not listen and even cursed me. One police officer swore at me as soon as he picked up the phone. I was not moved. After I followed up 3 times, he ultimately withdrew from the CCP and agreed to help protect practitioners. I once talked to one officer on the phone 5 times. The first 4 times, he kept swearing at me. I kept looking within and found my attachments. When I let go of them, he finally agreed to quit the CCP. Another police officer threatened to arrest me. He said he knew where I was and would arrive shortly. From the Fa teachings, I knew that his behavior reflected my attachments, and I should let go of fear. I then laughed heartily over the phone. The officer was surprised and asked why I was laughing. Who would be so stupid as to arrest the person who has saved him? I said. I looked within further and found out that I was attached to validating myself by showing off my persuasiveness and my ability to influence others. I called him again and apologized for being so aggressive. He sensed that I was sincere and then agreed to withdraw from the CCP. After this interesting exchange, I had new insights into the tribulations and hardships I had run into. They occurred just to improve my character. I came across a few people who still said the CCP was good, even after I had let go of fear. I was not sure if I would be able to convince them otherwise. I realized that their reactions were still a reflection of my cultivation state. So I read the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party and dissolving the party culture again. I also recited Master's Fa in this regard, and he removed a lot of bad stuff from me. My words were more convincing afterward. Believing in Master and being compassionate. I made phone calls to police officers for 2 hours every day. Sometimes I lost my voice completely. I asked Master for help and my voice returned. During 1 year, I called officers in the legal departments. I clarified the truth to over 15,000 police officers. Over 2,000 of them withdrew from the CCP and some started to practice Falun Dafa. I forwarded over 40 copies of Chuan Falun. By making phone calls to police officers, I realized that I must believe in Master 100% and have compassion for them. I needed to have indestructible compassion, as well as dignity and wisdom. With Master's strengthening, I am able to help people learn the truth and choose a bright future for themselves. I discovered that if I was emotional or held even a little bit of resentment for the officers, or tried to change them or inundated them with too much information, the results would not be good. The process of making phone calls is a process of cultivation. When the other party badmouths me, I should remain unmoved and treat them with compassion. When I am in line with the criteria of my level of enlightenment, I will not get in the way of Master saving sentient beings. Further examples of successful phone calls. I once called a police officer who started to curse me right after he heard me say, "Falun Dafa." He kept swearing at me. I stayed calm, and my heart was not moved. I kept asking Master to save him and to dissolve the evil factors that prevented him from being receptive. He stopped cursing. Then I talked to him with compassion. He expressed regret and agreed to withdraw from the CCP. Master said, quote, "Your tone of voice, your kind-heartedness, and your reasoning can change a person's heart," unquote. Clear-headedness from Essentials for Further Advancement. Another example was when I called a police officer 3 times. He said I was a mad person who was harassing him before hanging up on the first call. I looked within and my heart was not moved. I asked myself if I should just let him go. The answer was no. Then I sent righteous thoughts to cleanse him and asked Master to strengthen me and dissolve all evil factors that prevented him from knowing the truth. I called him again. He asked me if I would pay his salary and cover his family's expenses if he listened to me before hanging up. I again looked within for any of my attachments. My heart was not moved. He was calmer, although he still did not listen to me. Then where did I fall short? My righteous thoughts were not strong enough to dissolve the evil elements behind him. I then sent a strong thought to let him know that I was doing something good for him. I asked Master to strengthen me at the same time. On my 3rd try, he answered the phone and agreed to withdraw from the CCP and thanked Master Li as well. "Falun Dafa is good. Bring John Zemin to justice," he exclaimed. On another call, a police officer swore at my grandfather, my father, and me, 3 generations. I asked if he was drunk. He said he had just finished drinking with his friends. I told him that excessive drinking would damage his health and that he should take better care of himself. He calmed down and apologized. I asked him to go to sleep early and look after himself, and I would call him another time. This officer immediately agreed to withdraw from the CCP when I called him again. I realized that if I was selfless and had the good of the other party at heart, no matter how vulgar they acted, I could change their tone with my compassion. I also made a call to the head of the Provincial Law Association. A fellow practitioner asked me to follow up with him because he had been very rude, abusive, and hostile. I sent forth strong righteous thoughts to eliminate all the evil elements in his dimensional fields. Ollendorff's power dissolved the factors controlling him, and his arrogance was gone. He listened to me quietly until I finished. I believed that he would reflect on the facts I had told him. Thank you, Master, for giving me the opportunity to help him. A young judge in an intermediate court had just graduated from the university and was very polite. When he learned that I was a Ollendorff practitioner, he was interested and asked about the current situation regarding the persecution. I told him about the growth of Falun Dafa worldwide and about its physical and mental benefits, as well as why we clarify the facts to them. I also told him about Shanyun Performing Arts. He said he now understood Falun Dafa and asked me when we would welcome Master Li back to China. He then asked me to help him quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. Thank you, Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.